The increasing heat, rain, and mugginess are creating the perfect breeding ground for mosquitoes. New cases of Zika virus are already being reported to county health departments across the state. Health News Florida's Daylena Miller tells us how Hillsborough County is fighting the pesky insects with fish.
On a hot, sunny Saturday morning at the Upper Tampa Bay Regional Public Library, Kathy and Danny Dahlberg walk up to a truck holding portable fish tanks, which emit a loud hum. The new homeowners are trying to describe the size of their pond to Hillsborough County mosquito control officials.
Okay, so it goes from...
Two acres.
Well, it's about an acre. Yeah, it's about an acre. We've got four acres and it's an acre of pond.
We'll give you back, but most likely you already have these in your pond.
County officials are giving away mosquito fish, a guppy-like native freshwater fish, for free to residents. Like they do leading up to every hurricane season, mosquito control officials across the state have amped up their efforts to fight the disease-spreading pests. This includes spraying Naylid, a pesticide widely used to fight Zika-carrying mosquitoes in Florida and across the nation. It riled up controversy in Miami Beach last year when protesters interrupted a city council meeting to challenge its use. The city council then urged Miami-Dade County to pursue other alternatives. More recently, a University of Michigan study shows a possible link between Naylid and motor function issues in babies. And while mosquito control officials say the spray is safe in small amounts, they also say it's more efficient to focus on preventing mosquitoes from laying and hatching eggs than to fight the bugs in their flying form. Ron Montgomery is with Hillsborough County Mosquito Control. He says prevention is key, but it's not always easy.
The rainfall and the heat are directly related to mosquito production. The hotter it is and the more nutritional substance that is in the habitat for the mosquito to eat, the faster they develop.
That's where mosquito fish come in.
And they go from an egg to an adult mosquito, sometimes in 3 or 4 days, which makes that challenge to treat that larval habitat even that much more difficult.
But each of the 2.5-inch long fish can eat up to 100 mosquito eggs and hatchlings a day. Kathy Dahlberg says when they bought their property in Odessa earlier this year, the Southwest Florida Water Management District, known as Swift Mud, told them mosquito control was top priority.
After we bought the house, we did all the kind of research you do about how do you take care of it, and we called Swift Mud right to say what else do we need to do, and this was among the first things to make sure we took care of mosquitoes.
The women walk away with State Fair-style plastic baggies of mosquito fish. Most of them have swollen, translucent bellies and will soon give birth to live babies. So far this year, more than 70 people in Florida have tested positive for Zika. Most of the cases are travel-related, and most people who contract it don't show symptoms. But pregnant women, including almost 50 diagnosed with Zika in Florida this year, are at serious risk because the virus has been linked to microcephaly in babies. Vilma Vega is an infectious diseases specialist in Sarasota. She says she's just as concerned about other illnesses, like a recent outbreak of yellow fever in Brazil.
It's not going to take much for such a disease to get transferred into any other country. It's definitely we need to keep our eyes open.
For now, Zika is what people are talking about, and that's fine for Ron Montgomery, because the fish that help prevent Zika also help prevent other diseases. Back at the Hillsborough County Mosquito Control Office, Montgomery says Floridians who don't live in his county can still easily get the mosquito larva munching fish.
If you're not part of a mosquito control program that has them, which I would encourage you to check first, you can get them at pet stores. You can buy them mail order and have them shipped to you overnight.
In the meantime, Montgomery rattles off a list of tried and true Zika prevention methods we all know. Empty containers of standing water, recycle old tires, cover exposed skin with clothing, and use bug spray. For Health News Florida, I'm Daylena Miller.
And you can find more health stories at WUSFnews.org.